What about Les? He depended on us for his income.
Right, 100,000. Well, just make it happen however you can. I have to make sure my own accounts stay low to avoid scrutiny. Not now! I'm on a very important call!
We know. We've had your phone tapped for a while. You're Lester Crowley, correct? I have a warrant for your arrest.
My arrest? On what charge?
Embezzlement, bribery, theft, just to name three. With the cuffs on him, Sergeant.
No! You got the wrong guy!
You were just talking to a policeman posing as a money launderer. I think we do have the right guy. Read him his rights.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you.
Seba, without you, and your good influence on him, his own avarice got the best of him.
But I had to rein him in on more than one occasion. Oh, you're saying that reining him in was the good influence.
We don't often see the good we do just by being there.
Oh, now where are we? This isn't Harvey's.
Give me another beer.
No way. You've had two too many as it is.
Yeah? And your point is?
Get out of here. You're getting worse than your father.
Don't you dare talk about my dad that way.
I'll talk about your old man however I like. He's a bum and you're becoming just like him.
You take that back.
Is there a problem here?
Yeah, this guy needs a night in the drunk tank. Thinks he can live off the sympathy of others just because he spends most of his teen years in foster homes.
Look, why don't you just go home and sleep it off?
Yeah, yeah, but you won't see me back in here again.
Promises, promises.
Come on, I better drive you home.
Wally drinks? He's the last I would think would do that. His father...
Like you said, Wally went from foster home to foster home. He was never reunited with his father.
What happened to his father? Wait, what is this?
You asked about Wally's father.
But this is just a park.
Yeah, one frequented by the homeless. Warren Wolven is over there.
Sir. You spare a couple of bucks for a guy down on his luck.
You ask me for money every time I come by here.
Because I need it every time you come by.
Look at you. You smell of booze. You haven't bathed in a week. Go on home.
Ain't got a home.
Wait, he had a home. I know he did. I went there.
It was foreclosed. He kept spending more and more money on booze after his wife's death. He still doesn't know what killed her, and now he's here. Without you helping him, he never stopped drinking.
What? Where are we now? This is a graveyard.
This is where Wally's mother is buried. Her grave is over there.
No. No, it can't be. We fixed it.
You were never born, remember?
But this is worse than ever.
The entire graveyard is worse. You provided them with the funds to keep it up. Without that, they simply let vandals do whatever they wanted. And Wally, well, the lack of his parents crushed his soul. His musical and culinary talents were never developed. He took a low-paying job and drinks his sorrows away.